pits and the hounds, front hounds of the wagon. And then the hounds is built on a wooden axle. And the cymbals is drove on each end of this axle. Well, there's that part of it. I don't care where it's front or back. There's hounds in the back as well as on the front. Well, you've got your bolster up here, and the front bolster don't never turn. And of course your back bolster is stationary. And you can get that thing by the tongue out there and cut it any direction and every way you want to. And then you put your wheels on. I built them from my ground up.
Is that right?
You know how much, you know, as blacksmithing I spent in my life? 60 cents.
Is that right? You know how to do it yourself. Beginning with the iron tire, would you name the parts of the wheel as you go down? under the tire is the what?
Well, you got this iron tire. First, let's come here, stone down there at the symbol for you.
Okay.
Well, there's a boxing goes in the hub of the wheel. That's a steel boxing that just exactly fits the spin. Well, you got to drive this boxing in a hub. Then probably put some little wedges in there to hold. And then you put the spokes in this old wooden wagon we're talking about. Wooden spokes and that wooden hood. And when you get that done, you put the covers on.
Now that's the...
That's what goes around under the top. And you've got to have everything that cut just right, and you got to know what you're doing if you cut it. Well, when you get that done, why, you gotta outfit your measure. Just go around this week, maybe, and it'll get it exactly too. Well, then, you've got to take the same thing, get on the inside of that tar, and go around and see if the tar is the right size. And then if it ain't, you've got to make it the right size. And in fact, you want it about 5/8 or 3/4 of an inch smaller than your wheel. Well, you might think, well, you can't put that on. But you'll lay it out here. I like to put the phone about 3 or 4 brick bats or something. Get it off the ground. And go to getting wood, power out of that bunny. And when you get that tar just about red hot, you can take it up and drop it over on your wheel that you'll have on a platform for that purpose. Now maybe it just falls on there and it ain't touching nowhere.